Ladies and gentlemen, we're back in the lab. When was the last time we did a podcast in the same room?
2 weeks.
Oh, feels like a lifetime. 2 sicknesses in 12 countries ago.
Yep. We're back, we're sweaty.
The two boys have been boxing. Look out. Look out, man. Swinging them hands. The Sultans of Swing, that's what we called ourselves. We were playing the Sultans of Swing and we're like, that's the new nicknames.
I instantly fell in love with it. I loved it.
Top heavyweight boxer contender.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Same as me. Through one punch.
Donner, listen, I was trying to impress him.
Were you?
I was like, I want to impress Donner.
It's fun when you're trying to impress big boys, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, just say good job.
And he's like, yeah, he's like, good man. You're like, thanks, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy.
He came up to me and he was like, right, that's a big man. Last bit of the tank. Last bit of the tank. And I was like, fuck. And I was ready to
It's all about emptying the tank.
Yeah. He goes, right, last session on the bags. And I had to bite my tongue from being like, won't be mine. As soon as I get home.
There's another session on the bag. Different types of bags in my life. Sniffing the bag, emptying the bag.
I tell you what, my hands.
Yeah.
I had to do the old fucking PE kit, lost and found.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't obviously have gloves, so I had to get a pair. My hands, the smell will never leave.
And it doesn't. Because I had to borrow some gloves the first time I went and... I washed them on site and then I put sanitizer on them and then I got home and it was still in my hands. The smell of...
You know what it smells like? Like someone put a tennis ball up their ass. Like that's what it's like. It's like tennis ball and ass.
Like rubber and ass?
Yeah, like a cocktail.
So specific. Someone put a squash ball up their pisser. Let me smell it. Why would you just put it out? Why you're like giving me the cock end of the hand?
You know, to keep it all in there and then have it come out.
Yeah. I would say take the tennis ball out of the equation.
Yeah.
smells like you had your hand in someone's ass. No, it smells like someone left a rugby kit in a bag for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
With a sandwich.
It does have PE kit smell.
Yeah.
A little bit of ham in there.
But that's good.
Yeah.
You know, like I was training in the other gym and I was like, oh, like it's like this is a nice proper dingy gym, like no treadmills or nothing. And he was like, this is luxury.
Yeah.
Because you go to a real boxing gym, you're like blood and piss and
yeah, it kips.
For decades.
Yeah.
Whole place stinks.
But I think that's kinda you know
hasn't been a toilet roll in there since, you know, the '80s.
Get you into the mainframe. Oh, no Carex in a real boxing gym.
No.
You know.
Now you get that ringworm.
Them boys had blood orange hand soap. I was like, we're not gritty.
They had blood orange?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the blood orange did nothing to this.
No, fuck.
Just blood.
Just old blood and orange stains. Anyway, I've just got my voice back, kind of.
Yeah, how you feeling?
I feel fine. I sounded really sick there.
Yeah,
for a
you were
weeks.
Sick as a dog.
Sick as a dog. Nah, I had to reschedule a couple of gigs. Will I tell the people about them?
Yeah.
We were supposed to be going over Easter. There's two tours happening simultaneously and on different dates, okay? The Bomb Squad is going on tour, which kicks off in... Is this going out Tuesday?
Monday.
Fucking yeah! We've got a gig on Thursday at the Millennium Forum in Derry, which is as good as sold out. I don't know if they've officially announced that, but it's, you know, there's like fucking... Do you know what I mean? There's like 900 seats and then there's like 800.
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of singles.
On the day, there'll be a couple of last minute boys going, let's go to that. And one of your mates won't get a ticket. And I'll be like, fucking told you. Fucking told you, didn't I? But anyway, this is where we're going. I'll tell you right now where we're going. Won't I not? Cut out this data. Derry on Thursday, probably sold out. Belfast on the 27th of April.
Sold out.
Sold out as well. Edinburgh Monkey Barrel, you guessed it.
Sold out.
Yeah. Wednesday, is the added date? Are we actually in the 29th in Glasgow again?
Yeah, see.
See. He's come back speaking Spanish from Japan. And he said Japan. That's how a Spanish person said. He's Japan. I think we're doing a gig on the 29th in the Glasgow Glee, which there might be a few tickets left for. Get that. The one on the 1st of May sold out. Edinburgh sold out. Dublin sold out. London, Leicester Square Theatre on the 16th of May.
What are you talking about?
If you're in London and you want to do something that's not take coke off a hooker's shitter, You can, well, you can probably do that at our gig too. But yeah, we'll be in Leicester Square Theatre, 16th of May. Friday the 17th of May, Hot Water Comedy Club, Liverpool. And 18th of May, New Century Hall, Manchester. Very to that.
Manchester, bring everybody.
Manchester, phone people, phone your ex.
Listen, they overshot.
Yeah, I don't know. I never. Listen, I know.
Yeah,
I don't know. But we'll see. We'll have a conversation about that, and the conversation will be cancel it. No, but no, we're going. We're definitely going. Listen, yous bastards. If you like listening to this podcast, and you know you've listened to how many episodes? 52? Three?
54.
Four? And you think, geez, you know what I'd love more than anything other than a fat dong in my ass? I'd love 54 more episodes of Bomb Squad. Well, it is available. Patreon.com/TheBombSquadPod. Are they going to love it?
They're going to fucking have a great time.
They're going to have a great time. Get on over there, sign up, give us a tenner, you slags. Big kisses. And also, I did a couple of reschedules because I had no voice over Easter. So if you were thinking of going to Dundalk on the 14th of April, that's in a week or so, go to that. First one sold out the 7th. My new gig, my gig's been rescheduled. We're going to Drogheda.
Nice.
That's on the 8th of June at the TLT, the Tommy Letty Theatre. And then 13th, 14th and 15th of June, we're going Limerick, Galway, Cork. And the tickets are getting right low on for them too. So if you want to go to ColinGales.com and get hooked up on this motherfucker. And that's all I have to sell to you today.
Scoop him up the fuck.
Scoop him up the fuck. Do you want to watch the Pope licking this girl's feet just for a crack? Get us going. Start us remaining to go on. Look at this. Oh, Jesus.
I can't hear. Why is he doing that?
Because he loves it.
Is that to offer eternal blessings? Or what is that?
I don't know. Is that like a Jesus throwback where Jesus was like cleaned the feet of the tramps and licked them?
Yeah.
Jesus, foot freak also.
Aye, but the tongue of Christ would clean a foot handier than a Pope tongue. Like.
Same thing. Aye, but maybe Jesus did it with a holy tongue and maybe the Pope's just
yeah,
like,
you can't.
Jesus did it too.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the holy tongue. He just got demons.
That's what I'm saying. He's got a root. That's all he's got. Everyone's like, Francis, you didn't have to do that. And he's like, it is my duty. The root of Christ. Yeah, when he puts it in his mouth, he's like, body of Christ.
Which is an Usher song, I think.
Didn't have to do that at all, Francis. He just fancied that, I think.
Nah.
Oh, the Lord said for me to suck all everyone's toes, no? In the name of Christ.
What was the... I didn't even get a look at the woman whose foot he was looking.
Oh, you'd seen if she's a hottie?
She looks concerned.
All right. Yeah.
Nah, God, you don't have to be doing all that.
She's probably like, I thought this was a Korean nail shop. What the fuck's the Pope doing?
Where's
here?
The samples?
What's the Pope doing here sucking my toes, bro? And then she just leaves going, I genuinely thought I was getting acrylics though.
You did for the flex though. You would do
Who
it.
Would?
I would get my toes sucked by the Pope.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, here.
Selfie like that.
You better bring him back up.
You better bring the Listerine. Think my hands are smelly?
Gonna go out there and faint. You're gonna need the disciples in for this one.
Toe each. Yeah, you'd be sucking your toes. You'd be like, when you're down there, what are you missing? I'm too old for you anyway. See you later.
Who always in the disciples? Who always in the squad?
All right, do you want to guess them?
Judas was one. He was there, wasn't he?
Names of Jesus' disciples.
Judas was never about it.
Nah.
Judas was a snake in the grass.
You're a rat. I'll let you guess them. I'll give you this.
I honestly have a notion, like.
Just guess,
right,
fellas' names.
Matthew.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah.
David?
No David, no Jews in there.
Well, yeah, of course. Wait, was Judas Jew?
It's all in the name, baby. I don't know, it could be.
Judas.
I'm sitting on my fucking head. But no, it's literally just like if you open a book of baby names.
Simon?
Yep, Simon.
Jonathan?
No.
Neil?
No, it's way more basic than that. James, Thomas, Matthew, Judas. I mean, yeah. James, John, Andrew, Philip, Peter.
Philip?
James, son of Alphaeus, Bartholomew.
Oh, no,
oh wait, there's two Judases. Oh, there you go. Judas Thaddeus getting stick. You Judas bastard. I'm a different Judas. Sorry.
Wait, so hang on. There was two Judases and one of them didn't do the dirt?
Yeah, Judas.
Judas was
Judas,
the innocent.
No, Judas Thaddeus. Sound.
Yeah.
Judas Iscariot. Bad.
See, Iscariot, bad. You would think that.
Yeah.
If you're judging off surnames alone,
yeah,
Iscariot, you'd be like, Iscariot's definitely Iscariot,
the
bastard.
Rat. The rat. You rat bastard.
Iscariot?
You're running for a papoose full of coins, you. You bad bastard.
Bring the papooses back.
Oh, yeah. There was a rapper called Papoose.
Go to the strip club. Throw the papoose. Make it rain.
There was a rapper called Papoose.
Who was that?
He was like a real hardcore sort of New York rapper. Trying to act hard, being like, yo, it's Papoose.
Some terrible rap names. Memphis Bleak. Remember him?
Papoose, rapper. Where's my man Papoose? Alphabetical Slaughter. No?
Is that like... You know, he's coming over there and then... Oh, wait! I do know this. I'm gonna run y'all through this little
thugocation right now. Thugocation?
Thugocation, yeah, of course. The degree?
Oh, he's going through the alphabet?
Yeah.
C!
It's thugocation.
It's thugocation, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Anyway, we haven't done a podcast together in a couple of weeks. Any crack?
Let the fuck on.
Now I was on his holidays in Japan there.
Where am I in Japan?
He's living it up. He's living it up. Fucking noodles and fucking... You know, we're running around a wee tartan skirt and all, doing all Japanese
life-changing trip.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I'd say so. Unreal.
Different man.
We need to go.
Just book it. Book it.
Tell us about the things you were telling us about earlier. The wee cafes.
Oh, the maid cafes. That's what
maid cafes?
Maid
cafes.
Yeah, so you can pick up a girl on the street and she'll whisper sweet nothings to you all night.
See, he
just a girlfriend experience.
Yes.
Yeah. It. Just for a chat.
I was only half listening to that conversation, and he's like, "Do you fuck? Would you be fucking these women?"
Well, yeah, because you know, if you have like you know your stereotypical like lady of the night, you know, most of the times you don't just take them out for conversation. Well, that's what I originally heard when Niall said he was like these meat cafes, and these women bring you into them. Yeah. I was like, "There's a woman in the street. You pick one. She takes you in the cafe, starts feeding you lines of sirloin, and just talks to you." Which would be, I'd pay for that. No bar.
Probably could pay for that.
Yeah, somewhere. I'd pay for that.
That's an easy night for a lady of the night.
Yeah.
Listen, love, just feed me a lock of T-bone. And tell me I'm funny.
Let's go to KFC. We'll get nuggets from the McFlurry. And you validate me for an hour.
If I had a brothel, I would call it the meat cafe, though. Yeah.
But you'd have to get...
It sounds more like a gay brothel.
The meat cafe?
Come to the meat cafe. Get a slab of dong in your face. Wagyu dong.
We're back.
Plenty of veiny fat through it.
We're so back.
Excuse me, in tourist mode. Excuse me, did you do a Wagyu dong? Name of the podcast, obviously.
I tell you what, Niall, all the pictures all you put up, fucking delightful to look at. My favorite one by far. Listen, the architecture all is great. I get it. But the one I really liked was just a 7-Eleven dumpling that he put
sweaty
up.
Sweaty dumpling.
Yeah. Oh, sir, it was soaking. And so was I.
Yeah. And my particular favorite was the Lamborghini Countach.
Oh, wow.
Which, if I don't know how many views you got in your story. 2/3 of it was me on a loop. Just going, Jesus, really love the bad there.
Yeah.
You've been on a couple of trips recently where I've been on your stories and like audibly went, fuck off. Just went, fuck you anyway. You wouldn't even like it anyway. You appreciate that.
We're heading Japan.
Yeah, that's
before the end of the year.
We're gonna go to Japan.
Get your dim sum at a meat cafe. Might have just lost iron for the whole trip. Probably. Where were you? Like, man, and the conversations I've had with these hot chicks. The mental bag is empty.
We've got Patreon banked for 2 months. I did podcasts with 12 prostitutes. Which would be great. I want to interview people like that. Yeah. You know?
Dong Squad.
They would be the Dong Squad. Oh, yeah. Stand outside with a wee brochure.
I'd love to see you just tear into a wee tiny Japanese prostitute. In a sexual way. She just disappears for a couple of seconds.
What was the former way? Just like giving her grief?
No, yeah, tearing into it. Sounded like you were killing her with a machete or something. Yeah. But, you know.
No, that would be too much.
Yeah.
Too much to charge.
So these boys, you know, they're all like, you know, Japan's weird because it's all like, oh, you know, fucking, you know, oh, take me out, talk to me while you give me, well, we'll have dinner together. I'm a busy man. We'll have a wee conversation, girlfriend experience. But at what point when they settle down, are they putting octopuses in each other's butt? Because they go like, oh, to,
well, it's
squared up the pisser.
Well, it's probably... It's probably something that maybe organically happens. Because you know? The service that they're paying for is the conversation, which is there's something so innocent and lovely about that. And then I assume that sometimes people really hit it off and then the octopus comes out.
Or are they having dinner and then he's like, you eating that? And she's like, no. And he's like, get it to go. You know what I mean? Hot the trap up that ass.
Wait, are you talking about, is the guy talking about his pipe here?
No, no, when they get all that weird with the tentacles and all.
Right, okay. I thought you meant like he'd slipped his dong onto a wee Negrini.
That would be funny. You just get a wee brick of rice and just slap your pipe on, tie it on with a bit of seaweed.
Do that. Sushi.
Yeah. Let's just do a calendar of your cock and food scenarios. Hot dogs a given. The cock nigiri. Blue vein tuna. What other scenarios?
Oh, fuck.
What else would you put your cock in? I've run out of ideas immediately.
Yeah.
Soup and hot dogs. Soup and dogs.
What could I stick my penis in for food?
It's the boxes.
Toad in a hole?
Toad in a hole? Yes.
There we go.
Perfect.
Toad in a hole?
You'd have to bake it in, bake it into the pastry. Be sore.
I'd say people are probably into that. Someone has to. There's no way someone hasn't done before the flaccid piece on the Negrini, like sticky rice setup. It has to have been done.
Let's see.
There's no way.
I had a brand new pair of purple boxers on the other day. And you know the way you get the fluffy bell?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a perfect purple circle, look like a fruit loop. But anyway.
Like, you mean like went the whole way around the tip?
Yeah.
Like perfectly in a circle?
Yeah.
That's legit. You should have probably took a picture of that.
I felt like it.
Yeah. You can't show it to anybody. But
the purple wasn't showing up amongst the other purple.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean? It was a camo. Yeah, and he did. It was like, where's Wally?
Penis infection? Are these penis cancer? No thanks. Penis on sushi. For the people. I had a penis shaped sushi dish. No one's. Oh, I mean, so a couple of people have made a cock shaped sushi.
That looks delicious.
But no one's really went dong on.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Bro, I'm never going to sushi cafe again.
Yeah. Circumcised, never.
Oh, dear. Someone's squeezing the bulb end clean off.
Yeah, the balls are.
Listen, we take a couple of weeks off and we come back like nothing ever changed.
Yeah.
It's like riding a bike. Let me see what all the cock shaped. I did actually see, you know, one of those like mukbang videos where people, you know, they will cook like weird stuff and eat it.
Yeah.
And this girl, like, it was the penis of something because it was like cock, detached testes. But she'd made a full, you know, like stew from it. And she took it out so aggressively, like a big handful of cooked penis. Oh. And just went, hum, and just chomped through.
Well, that sound like, do you have the headphones on for that one?
Well, you know, it's a mukbang thing. So she's like, you know.
I don't know. Like, there's so many parts of the internet I just don't get. Like, I don't get the mukbang thing.
What do you call there was like a famous sort of guy would eat stuff online and he got really, really fat. And then it got to the point where he was just eating like 10 KFCs and crying.
I hope it's not the guy that would bring his full out table everywhere.
No. Dave, I feel like you would know who it is. You remember it was like a famous American guy? Anthony, I don't know. But the guy was like a normal sized guy just trying food, and then it just got worse and worse and worse where it was like he would be putting like 40 packets of ramen in the bucket and eating it all and then just crying after it, feeling terrible about himself.
Oh God.
But I think he got back on track. I think he lost a bit of weight. God. I think he lost a bit of weight because it was going in a bad direction.
Yeah, that's a bad time.
I was going in a bad direction.
Eating KFC and crying. I mean, it's not something I haven't done. I
would certainly try it once. Try it without crying, then try it with crying.
Well, yeah, because you have the release and then, you know, you
see what's better.
MSGs.
I keep getting cravings for KFC and then I eventually had one when we were in Letterkenny, and it was fairly underwhelming.
It's always a letdown.
It's a, yeah.
It's one of them ones that the idea is better than the actual.
Product. I want 1990s granny taking me for a KFC. KFC.
Yeah.
Which they don't even do anymore.
KFCs and Domino's exist in the same pool where the idea is always better.
Yeah.
Domino's will give you depression. Like, there's death. I don't know what you're putting in
there. I, you know, I'm not a food snob, but I do refuse to eat it. I just don't want to eat it.
Yeah.
Something about it makes me sad.
Yeah.
That and eating in IKEA. I'm like, no.
Never at an IKEA.
But people, that's a day out for people. People are like, let's go and buy a lamp, and then the whole family eats in IKEA.
Yeah, I've heard about the meatballs. They probably have nothing on fucking, what do you call it? The motorway restaurant?
Oh, no.
Not a chance.
No.
They're fucking.
They're hand rolled, they're meatballs.
That place is unbelievable. I've been there 4 times since.
Have you?
Yeah. Full dinners.
You were there without me one day. I haven't been with you at all, but.
McCarthy took a picture of me.
I was in the house too.
Yeah.
I could have called around.
But you were. No, did you not say you were away for something or something?
I think you sent me a photo when I was already eating.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I should have just yacked it up and went for a meatball at the side of the road.
So good.
Popular enough spot, though, I'll tell you out there.
Oh, it's great.
I had my first, you know, there's obviously Eddie's four, and we've had a couple of Easters, but we had the first, like, he's old enough to do things Easter. And we went down to a duck race. And then the acting I was doing, Oscar worthy.
Enjoying yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look what's going. Look at this. What?
You so know? He had his own duck, like in the
fucking
race?
You know,
be pretty funny. Be pretty funny to kill yourself in a duck race.
The rest one's cheering, the duck's coming down the river, and you just flop.
Just your head flowing down the river.
Body just flops into the water. Oh my God, a man killed himself.
then you have BTSD of ducks.
Yeah. And then there's a couple of people you run into who are like in full disbelief that I'm there.
Jesus. What are you doing on a duck race? That's so funny.
I'm like, I have a child.
Yeah, what else would you be doing in a duck race?
A vlog, mate. I'm doing a vlog.
That's when people start talking. You go to the duck race solo.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I was looking around for solo, man.
Yeah.
Fuck you, didn't. Imagine you're just really into duck races.
Yeah, it could be. I've
missed a duck race this year. Following around. Take drone footage. but they let the ducks come down, and then they had a, because there's obviously like hundreds of them, and they had a winner. And then they split them up again and do another rate. And I was like, man, I said to Maureen, I didn't say it to her, but I said it with my eyes. I thought it was one.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fucking one race.
The fuck was doing laps?
And then another race went past, and they were like, right, now the finalists. By the way, there's a guy with a wee bullhorn, which would have been louder had he not had it.
Brilliant.
If he had just went, guys, we're doing a duck race, but instead he was going, guys, we're doing a duck race today. And then the guy actually had the fucking, you know, like the wee duck call, what do you call him? Like a wee duck whistle or something? No, you go like, hurt.
Oh, yeah.
But then the guy had the professional one, which looks like Drake's cock, like a big wobbly thing, and you shake it, and it goes, and he's wobbling that about, and I was like, bro, that looks a bit cock-esque.
Yeah, you did too much.
What do you call them? Duck squirter? What do they call them? Duck call? What do you call them? What do you call them?
Any boys now?
Duck caller.
The duck dogs?
There is one that's a, I don't know what they're right. Like, yeah, it was like that.
Sir.
So you get, he was standing there like, ha, 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 just shaking all over the place.
That's a dice act at Henry Hoover.
It's, ha, 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 ha. I wonder, is there one? Oh, it's got a German name, of course. But yeah, I was kind of like, bro, these aren't real ducks. Like,
yeah.
Cause I assume you take one of those hunting and you go, ha, 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 ha. And, you know, the ducks go, oh, we're safe. And they fly. And then you go, motherfucker. With an AR.
Yeah.
Take them out.
It is funny how easily you can trick animals into killing them then.
Yeah.
You know, like fishing as well, same shit. You're like, how is word not spread?
No, the fish is like, oh, sweet. Bit of tinfoil. I love tinfoil.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a hook through my brain. Fuck.
You ever been fishing?
No, but I think I would like it.
I feel like I'd like it too.
Or I would lose the rag and be in the water, punching water, trying to kill one.
Yeah, I think if I was to guess our collective reaction to it, we'd probably enjoy it for 10 minutes and then get fed up and be like, well, we just get a KFC.
Or you'd sit around like on your phone.
Yeah.
And then you would get a bit of a tug on the line and then you would freak out.
Yeah.
Someone help me.
It'll be lost.
Help me, please.
No, I think I'd like
it. And then what do you do? Like, you got to release it or keep it?
Release it or keep it. But sure, I wouldn't know what to do with it if I kept it.
I read some statistic. Apparently, most of them just die anyway.
Yeah.
And then I also heard a thing. I also heard a thing where it was like the, just the heat of human hands is like so hot to a fish.
Yeah.
That it like freaks them out and kills them.
Yeah. So it's like they flew too close to the sun. Yeah. Just burn up.
Yeah. It's like sunburn from hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough life being a fish. Tough life being an aqua.
What a nice Easter. Give Eddie a, you know, he actually ate a full egg and then went, I think I've had too much egg. I feel sick. And I went, well, I'll teach you. Give it to daddy.
That's a good sign of him. The one egg seconds him.
Yeah.
We used to fucking chow for them.
Yeah, I have a distinct memory of my sister throwing up on the stairs in our house.
Yeah.
On our carpeted stairs.
It is hard to beat an egg in the fridge though.
Yeah.
Like you smash her, put it in the fridge, leave her about 15, come back, pristine.
Do you like a hard chocolate?
Love a hard chocolate.
Oh, I like a soft one.
Nah, soft, no good.
I like to put it in my mouth, let it melt.
No, I like to put it in, chip my teeth, and then swallow both contents. That's what I like.
Do you know what we got, Eddie? Big Kinder Egg.
Oh, and there's a big toy in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great. Yeah. My nephews had some of them too.
Fucking with that size, full thing in it. It's good times.
I forget every year that Easter is like a thing.
It's the holiest holiday of the year.
But like, I forget that it's like, you know, because my mum was like, oh, we're going to Allison's. And I'm like, why? She's like, oh, it's Easter. And I was like, oh, so what? Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, we do this every year. We'll sit down to family dinner.
But it's because it there's no distinct date for Easter.
Yeah.
Changes a wee bit, so it freaks people out.
Yeah.
Much like when Caitlyn Jenner.
Careful.
No. I will not. Caitlyn Jenner was complaining about Joe Biden, where he's like, it's Trans Visibility Day. But it was also like Easter Sunday. And Caitlyn Jenner was like, it should all, the only words you should be saying today are, the Lord saves us, or something. Caitlyn Jenner having her cake and eating it. You know, she's like, I can be trans, but not you.
Having the Easter egg, put it in the fridge, and eat it.
But that's what she was saying. She was going like, oh, you know, you can't have Trans Visibility Day on Easter. And then someone in a wee comment was like, yeah, but Easter won't be on the same day next year. So
yeah,
you can crack on.
Yeah.
And she's like, I killed a woman. Shut up or I'll hit you with my car and drive away. 6'8" walking out of the room.
Trans visibility,
yeah. What does that mean? See the dong?
Like, yeah, it's only like one day a year Christians see them.
Jesus Christ! Sorry for using your name in vain.
Fuck. Any ears of lamb on the Easter? That can get fucked too. That's a tradition of people's houses. They have lamb. We never are eating lamb at dinner. Like, you know.
Did you have it at the sister's house?
No. Allison, just essentially. It was a Christmas dinner type bait.
I thought Easter was, you had a fish or something? Is that not?
That's the Friday. That's Good Friday.
Getcha.
Which Nicholas did that, and I was like, who are you trying to get here? You big Christian there? So I was like, boying him. What big holy are you?
Saved, are you?
Yeah.
Saved by the Lord?
Fucking, that bit of battered cod gonna save you? I know. The depths of hell?
I know. No one's ever like, you need a biblical fish.
Yeah.
Don't you? You can't be just having a battered cod.
Yeah, California rolls.
California, you need something with a head still on it, you know? And then you turn it into, you know, a bunch of other fish, feed your mates.
Did you eat meat on Friday?
I eat meat every day, player.
You fucking even. Meat cafe at your house?
I had a meat egg. Yeah, that's how I celebrate Easter. 18 scrambled eggs.
That'd be great if they did a meat egg, you know? I feel like they could in the manosphere. They're like, don't eat, you know, that fucking chocolate. It's bad for you. We're going to give you a char-grilled steak. Just ball.
A meatball?
Yeah.
A meatball egg?
Yeah. But like medium steak and all, and you know.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking, in my head, I was thinking about those eggs that, you know, Filipinos eat with a bird still in it.
That's fucked up. Yeah, I don't want to dunk on anyone's culture. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Hey guys, give it a minute.
We can maybe redo the membership.
Give it a minute so it's a full chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can you, like, do you taste the, like, you're just chomp bird?
Oh yeah, apparently it's leaping. Like, you know, but they're like, you know, what came first, the egg or the chicken? They're like, both. Bitch.
Got him.
Yeah, you're crunching through bacon. That's
they'd be sick then now.
Sickening?
Aye.
Oh, you wouldn't have two of them?
Nah, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't be having two of them?
Nah. It's not late. What? Heavy them, Elbert.
Heavy. Rich. I saw Matty Matheson eating one once, and he said, he goes, it literally just tastes like a farmyard. You know, it's very Very farmy in the mouth.
That's fucked up. I might have thought it was turnt in Easter Sunday too.
Was she?
Oh my. Gin's for Jesus.
What'd she say? It's Christmas somewhere. You know? Oh gee. Oh, what was the saying? I forget now. I was joking. Well, Maureen's dad saying, oh, you know, oh, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And then he hit me with some medieval, you know, like saying about, oh, the fucking sun's over the something. Oh, I wish I could remember. That's a terrible story. But it was great. It was a great one to pull out.
Nice.
You know, if you want to be an alcoholic at 11 in the morning.
I saw a wee cheeky, like, oil boy kind of remark. You know, like, you stuff that you're like, if this was primary school, I'd be going in and this would be all around the playground.
Mm.
I was watching, me and the mother was watching the film. And I actually Googled, because you know how I know her, what her specific taste is. Like a doll trying to get out of a dangerous scenario. So I just looked up Woman in Trouble movies. And one popped up and it was the Royal Hotel. And it's an Australian film. It's about these two backpackers. They come from Canada to Australia. They run out of money, so they take on a job. And it's at this bar in the middle of fucking nowhere in Australia. Australia, by the way, see outside of them cities? Weird, scary vibes.
Oh yeah.
And they pull up to this kind of like, you know, bar that has an apartment above it. And the girls are like, you know, they're very progressive and all. They've came from Canada and these Australian men just heathens.
Yeah.
You know, no respect for women whatsoever.
No.
And guy comes in, it's this girl's first shift, and he goes, "Gotta get a dick and soda?" And she goes, "Excuse me?" And he's like, "A dick and soda?" And she's like, "We don't sell that. We just have lager." And he's like, "You don't have a dick and soda?" And the guy keeps on going, and she's like, "What is that, like a dick insider?" And then the kind of light bulb goes off in her head, and she's like, "Oh God, I hate it here. I gotta leave." And I was just sitting there the whole time, being like, "Dick insider."
I'm pretty sure Jamie Oliver had a pub called the Cock Insider.
Jamie knows what
he's
at.
He's a dirty, day bastard. Dirty fucking.
You think with him clamping down in them turkey dinosaurs, there's not a bit of banter in Oliver, but you'd be mistaken. You know?
Speaking of Maureen's dad, just text me. Japan Airlines picking up speed for takeoff.
Unreal.
That's the World Rally page. We've started a whole movement here.
Yeah.
Started a whole movement.
I was in contact with Warren.
I forgot to tell you. We were on house lockdown. It was like COVID all over again. There was a rally.
That's right.
On the road outside our house. We couldn't leave the house.
I've seen your story.
Yeah, it was wild.
Fun though.
Fun as fuck.
You know?
Absolutely ludicrous. Like, you know, you're just hanging over the wall of like your neighbours and this car just is like, and you're like, Jesus Christ,
it's
bro.
It's scary. Like,
it is scary because like, I know the cars are high performance, but like one fucking...
Did anybody fear him or was he fucking all for it?
No, pumped, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely shaking.
Yeah. That's great.
But like, you know, any wrong turning, you're in through someone's fucking conservatory.
Yeah. How long did you have to stay put for?
All day. It was like 7 to 6 or something.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was good crack. But you know what's funny? Like our driveway, one of the turns was right after our driveway. And we were standing in the driveway, obviously watching. And 5 or 6 cars like braked early and went to turn up our driveway and had to go, oh fuck, and then round the next corner.
Jesus, that put the fear of God in me, not the kitchen.
We were all just standing there like, go, the next one. And then of course Maureen's dad, because he used to actually rally a bit and like has worked in rallying forever, he was like, fucking stupid bastard. No, fucking. He was because there's like 100 and some cars, so like the first 20 are like the good ones. And then the cars just get like worse and older and shitter until they're just going around in like a Corsa.
That's an extremely rare occurrence too, where you hear someone talking about that and they actually have in-depth knowledge about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, there's too much knowledge.
Yeah.
Like he goes, yeah, these boys are just doing it for the crack. Like, you know, that's bad driving. And then he goes, some of the guys might be coming from like England and they didn't have time to do the loop and make their own pace notes. So they just buy them off someone else. And I was like, man, the behind the scenes action and rallying.
Oh, man.
So you might just turn up and be like, hello, mate. Got any pace notes? And someone's just gives you theirs. And yeah, these motherfuckers were up the driveway. Like, what? They would all slow down as if they were going to go. And then you could see someone's hand be like, this one. And then they would go. Argh. But like one guy fucking indicator on straight up the driveway and then had the fucking. I think going into reverse is a big deal for a.
Yeah.
You know, because you're like. Back down through all the gears and then the other guy just going, you fucking stupid.
Yeah. That's a fun time.
But it is insane. It is insane because you would see different, you know, Maureen would show me different videos from people who she knew in the area. And like one, there was one corner where they kept just kicking up mud. And then after time, like the whole road was just covered in muck. And everybody would just come around and skid and like slide into a hedge and have to reverse and go away. And it, just one after another.
Fucking hell.
Scary.
Yeah.
But it, I mean,
good event though.
I mean, it's very, you'd love.
And for free?
Yeah, exactly.
Could be bad, though.
Exactly. You can't leave the house, like.
Yeah.
You couldn't get milk till 7 o'clock at night.
But you just knew about it, like, well in advance.
We knew about it.
These were stocked.
But I thought I was going to be away gigging. But instead, I was just at home with no voice going, Jesus Christ, look at the screen of that.
Yeah.
Fuck right off.
Oh my God.
You couldn't have done a gig if you'd won on.
That's why I cancelled them.
Yeah.
I had to move them. I just, I had no voice on like Tuesday. And I was like, I don't know what state I'll be in on like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I'll just call it early.
I didn't ring you and you sounded rough.
And sure enough, I was fucking, I was doing a lot of coughing when you rang me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, God, man's not well.
I've had a lot of sweets. A lot of sucky sweets.
Yeah.
Trying to keep the throat at bay.
Now me and my mom watched your special.
So embarrassing for me.
It's great.
Maureen's ma actually suggested that last night. She goes, why don't we put on that special from Colin Geddes, whoever he is. She was like, you know, she's joking.
Yeah.
And I was
she
like,
got you?
And I was like, don't you fucking dare. I actually said that to her. I was like, don't you fucking dare.
Yeah.
And because we were living in their house at the minute, I was like, I swear to God, you put that on, I'll fucking move back into my own house.
Yeah, I've walked out in the hall before and like heard like Nicholas having the podcast on before.
Yeah.
And I just have to put my headphones on. I can't listen to it.
Pace up and down the hallway.
Yeah. Don't like it.
Don't like it. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's actually, you know, you look at the numbers on YouTube and stuff and then you actually see people in public. Or you know what it is? It's usually people that you kind of know, sort of. And they're like, I've seen the podcast. And you're like, don't you
yeah.
watch it?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I know you.
We were chatting about paintball the other week and my friend Ian wrote to me about it. And I was like, oh, do you listen to it? And he goes, oh, every week, lad. And I was like, ah.
We'd be slabbering about Ian every week, too.
No.
You big nonce. Fuck's sake, Ian, you big nonce bastard.
That's not a disciple name, is it?
Huh?
That's not a disciple name.
What?
Ian?
No.
No?
What's the crack, lads? I'm Ian. I just come here for the bread and the fish, to be honest with you. He's some man, Jesus. Like, I bring in 2 fish fingers and it has 500 fish out of nowhere. Like,
bringing a litre of Ballygown, the whole house is pushed.
No. I had a 6-pack of Evian, sir. Couldn't walk. Had to get a taxi home.
Rap.
You know, whatever he touches turns to wine. Can't even have a bath. Filipino Grigio, baby.
You know what is fucking stinking? I went to my sister's on Sunday. And you know the way, like, you don't want to cause a scene? Like, my brother-in-law was like, oh, do you want a beer? And I was like, I'll take a beer, fucking. And he's like, what do you want? And I was like, oh, whatever you're trying to get rid of. And he actually did, because he gave me a Budweiser.
Oh.
Like, just an actual Budweiser.
Yeah.
Bud Light, so fun, you know?
Yeah.
Budweiser, stinking.
That's an Isle Boy beer now.
It is.
That's a wee bottle of Bud there.
Rotten.
I must try Budweiser. I haven't had it in a long time.
It's not great.
That was one of my first drinking experiences when you could get the wee fat tin. That would seem more fun, wee fat tin of Budweiser.
Mm.
I think I would have PTSD if I had a Budweiser.
Yeah, they're a lot like.
The taste that I've had over the years. I'd be like, oh.
I like some of them old fucking real shite American beers. You know, like a Miller High Life.
Hard to get.
A certain bit of glass to the bottle and all.
Yeah.
It's nice, feels nice.
Well, that's part of, that's the whole part of it. Like,
yeah, it's addictive.
You know, if someone poured, you know, Guinness into like a fucking wine glass, you'd be like, eh.
Yeah.
It has to be served correctly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People even get weird about the wine glasses, don't they? Girls are like, oh, why did they give me the wee fat short glass?
As opposed to what?
Girls want like a vase.
Oh no, I hate
them.
Oh, no.
You know, like
fucking the big gin goblets.
Long stem, and then they're like,
yeah.
I'll be crying later, you know?
The amount of them I've seen break them too. Sloppy bitch.
2 girls at the front of the Laveries the other day, going to work.
On the gins?
Going to work on the fishbowls.
Fishbowls at the comedy club?
Well, that's what they look like, you know what I mean?
All right, sorry, yeah. I thought you meant like actual, like they were getting like fucking sex on the beach in a fishbowl, just sipping it at the front
row.
No,
they were just getting some sort of rhubarb gin.
Yeah.
But they were fucking, there was no room on the table, like.
Rhubarb gin's tasty enough, though.
Is it?
Sweet.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah. Put anything but fucking booze in it.
Well, I think the sweetest thing I ever had was a litre of cake-flavoured vodka. And then I went to see Britney Spears in Vegas. Just as great time.
Just as vague as that cake.
Great time. Well, it was birthday cake. So you know what I'm like for a birthday cake. So I was straight in there. This is not like it. It was pure bench stripper. But it did the job. Mixed it with Sprite. Birthday cake and Sprite, not a great combination. And then went to see Brittany and had a sore stomach.
I know shit. No, you're all plenty of
but
shit.
But Jesus was a showman. Showman.
Showwoman.
Great.
Show person. Show them.
She was fantastic.
Yeah, cake is a vague flavor.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Jamaica cake?
But see, actual Jamaica cake. That's fucking good. Hate my ass. But see,
Jamaica cake with butter?
Stop. But see, actual birthday cake? Unbelievable.
What is that? I don't even know what actual birthday cake is.
You know, like the ice, like the thick icing and then the jam and the cream.
Do you know, speaking of cake, this toddler has a bit of cake or chocolate or something stuck on her.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta listen to this. This is fucking hilarious.
My headphones aren't on.
What?
Is it diarrhea?
What do you hear?
Is it diarrhea, Mama?
So concerned.
Is that diarrhea? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Mommy? Did you do that?
No!
Is that actually diarrhea?
This is horrible.
What?
Did you shape me?
That's so funny.
That's great.
Them Scottish fucking banter pages are unbelievable.
10 out of 10. The ultimate content hub.
Is that diarrhea?
Are
you kidding me? Mama, are you fucking kidding me? That's a piece of ham, you are you kidding me?
My lot of boxing videos and your saved videos.
Oh, I. Don't you worry about
cheating,
it.
You bastard.
This is the best video I've seen this week. It's the tune and everything. Oh.
Do you know what I noted the other day? But I had pop extra. The Nas and Jay-Z beef was essentially ended by their idols.
Really?
Yeah. Like Jay-Z. Because everyone remembers the takeover.
Yeah.
And then Nas' response was Aether, which, you know, in my opinion, the better diss track. And then Jay-Z dropped like a bunch of freestyles and stuff. And one of them was about the fact that he had sexual relations with Nas' woman. And he was talking about Skeet Skeeting in the back of the car next to the baby seat.
Oh.
And Jay-Z's mom rang him up and says, that's why it's big. And he went on radio and apologized.
Sean, when you're fucking knocking, would you? Grow to that the man's mother and apologize.
It is so funny though, but you know, the diss tracks are going back and forth and they're talking like, I got shooters. And then the lol just puts a clamp on all of it. You know? Everyone's yeah. Gangster to your mom's phone, you.
Exactly. Can't be skating beside the fucking baby, see? You dirty fuck. Get up there, you bastard. I don't fung them down here for dinner, you. Who's up there? Beyonce.
So this is Niall sent this in. Long time listener, first time sender. Gen Z, what's this from?
I have no idea.
Do you want to do Gen Z and I'll do Outlad?
So here's the Gen Z versus Outlad translations.
Yep.
You want to do the Outlad?
I'll do Outlad.
So first up, we have the well-known saying, no cap.
I'm not calling you. I'm not calling you that. No cap.
Also, he's dead, yeah?
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. He is. He is passed.
He's dead?
It probably.
Next up. On God.
I swear to Jesus.
Do you know what's funny, actually? Doing the old boy, doing the Gen Z ones, you know?
On God, I tell you. I fucking tell you. Trying to see the whole honor on God, I tell you.
Riz.
Cuter. he's got that Riz, the cuter.
Mid.
Madeline. Madeline's great.
Jesus, that's absolutely bossing.
May stuff all together.
It's given.
Fair slick.
You put them together, that's it's drag given queen.
Here, it's given fair slick.
For the morrow. And the whole weekend.
I got a barbecue to these sausages. Kevin fierce like. You heading to the port tomorrow? No, no, it's Kevin fierce like. He's the goat.
There's one man for one man.
SMF, I don't really work as good. Drip.
Decked out / reg out. Reg out? I don't think I've heard that one before.
Reg out. Rigged out. Decked out, rigged out. That's great. They're all better.
Yeah. 100%.
See, when people say it's giving, do they just stop there? Do they just be like, oh, these shoes? No, it's giving.
I don't know how we haven't covered this. I have had some education into drag queen spec.
Okay.
So it's giving and it's serving are two different things.
Do tell.
So it's giving is like maybe what the intention was, but it's serving is what actually comes out.
Okay.
And if you're serving, that's a great thing.
You're serving.
Serving.
But what if you were only given?
If you're given, you need to work on yourself. But if you're serving, you know, so it's giving, like, I'm trying to think.
Do you always have to explain both? Like, could you go, oh, it's serving, but it's kind of given?
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. What if you're doing both at once?
Oh, no, yeah, this is beyond my pay grade.
What if you're giving and serving?
If you're giving and serving?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's possible.
Okay.
I don't know if you can do that.
So you're always...
I don't want to put limitations in anybody.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
Yeah, but I feel like if you're gonna be like, oh, that t-shirt's serving... I mean, what other things do they serve? That's serving...
Well, like, you could be like, you know, we put the boxing mitts on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's giving Carl Frampton.
Yeah.
But what you're serving could be different.
Yeah. I don't think either of us are serving Carl Frampton.
No, you're... But you're serving...
Carl Frampton left. Could, like, sit in my pocket whilst I boxed. I say boxed.
You could go in Donald's pocket.
Yeah, try.
Fucking every time I see
and
Donald.
I'd love it. Oh God, I'll be cozy in there. I feel safe.
Every time I see Donald, I'm like, fuck, if you're here, who's manning the beanstalk?
Exactly. And you're probably bigger than him. I've done that before. I was so embarrassed. There was a video from when we were in Vietnam. And obviously, like, we went to those coochie tunnels. I don't get going enough. It's Kevin Roots.
Are you kidding me?
Snattered my hand.
But we're walking, you know, you get off the bus and you walk up this sort of, it's like a bigger sort of walkway, almost like you're walking out into a football pitch, like a tunnel,
uh-huh.
Not a wee tunnel. But so I'm walking out and Maureen has a camera and she turned around to me and I was like, no way, this fucking fuck. Americans getting in these coochie tunnels. and then I was like, I'll walk up beside him and I walked up beside him, bro, bigger than him, taller and wider than him when I got up beside him.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Then I don't even know if it's in those vlogs, but I just came back and I was like, no, don't use that.
Yeah,
I was slagging him for not fitting in the tunnel. Sure enough, I was going nowhere near the fucking coochie tunnels.
Yeah,
couldn't fit in the coochie tunnels, standard. But
nice.
I fit the coochie tunnels in the bar.
No,
I fall out of the coochie tunnels sometimes.
You can get the temp in the coochie tunnels. I'm telling you. I fucking went up and balled myself up and squatted down as hard as I could. And just every edge of my body hit the wall of the tunnel.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I'm not going anywhere in this.
Has anyone ever got stuck in the coochie tunnel?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
I'd say so.
What do they do?
I don't actually know because this is Vietnam. I don't think they have many safety nets, you know.
Yeah.
There's a queue of people behind you and someone's ass in front of you going
God.
Up.
That's rough.
No, not for me. It's not for me.
I feel embarrassed if I'm holding someone up in crazy golf.
Yeah.
But to hold up the whole coochie tunnel tour, be a nightmare.
Oh, blocking.
And because you're fat,
blocking that coochie. But I'll be honest with you, there was a lot of men going down the ladder to the entrance of the coochie, and then they just turned back. And like, I wasn't the only one. There was a lot of like fully grown men would just be like, "Nah, not for me."
Yeah.
And then a lot of the girls would fit through.
Yeah.
You know, but it is a cute way in Vietnam for them to call you a fat by using the word Western.
What do they say?
These might fall Western people. Like, they'd be like, these would be made bigger for Westerners.
Oh.
And then they'd fucking give you the one up and down. Like,
he's like,
Westerners, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, fucking, who won? Not me, anyway. Blocking that coochie.
Who won? I thought you were saying his name there. Who won? Watch it. You get one. You'll be going in that tunnel, you fucker.
But they do have good crack with it, you know, all those booby traps and stuff. You know, they'll be like,
you get this thing and you'll cut it like this and it swing down, hit you here,
like hit you in the crotch and like wreck your bollocks and dick. And you're like, oh no, now you're lady boy. Like, I'm good crack with it. And you would see other tour guides that were like better crack than yours.
Yeah.
He's like, this hit you in bollocks and no more fun time.
Some of the things they show you, you're like, just let a bullet hit me in the head. Because like, if I was in, number one, if I was in this jungle and it was this hot and I was also in warfare.
Yeah, I'm going to the duck race.
See, yeah, I'm going back to the duck race. I'd be in that coochie tunnel with the boys. But you just like walk along, you stand on a leaf and just fall into a pit full of spikes. Sore, man. And warm.
It's so inconvenient.
So sore and warm. Ah! Fucking roasting. I wouldn't mind if I fell into it, was impaled, and then two guys appeared with two air conditioning units. We're like, at least let me die in a cooler environment.
Sore and warm is a perfect executive summary of any time my idol boy was on holidays.
Sore and
warm. That's all he was.
Jeez, I'm chafed into a bubble here. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Most holidays are sore and warm. Right, anyway, will we finish? Is there a bit of reading to be done on this? We found out Kurt Cobain's links to Ireland. Do we read through this?
Go ahead.
Big man Kurt.
He's from Carrickmore, if I remember correctly.
Why can't I move that? All right, there we go. Kurt's striped jumper, the iconic red and black striped jumper, Courtney Love bought it from a fan off his back in Belfast in 1992 as a gift for Kurt after their King's Hall show. Would end up being their last show in Ireland. It was worn in the silver. Is it silver or sliver? Silver music video. And tours afterwards. So there you go. Courtney Love shouted buying gifts.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your birthday today? Got you a fucking jumper off some from Belfast.
Yeah, fair play to that, man. Good fella.
Good fella.
He gave you the shirt of his back.
Nah. Just walked home with a Celtic top on. Great stuff. Nirvana at King's Hall. What? That very name, King's Hall show. What? Though that very same King's Hall show, I have no glasses on, has been described as one of their best gigs around that time. All right.
Hey, about the way people interpret their music.
Shut up. Rooted in Ireland, which me and you both are a lot of times.
I've never been rooted in Ireland.
Cobain has family roots in Tyrone. He thought it was a different county while he was still alive. The Cobain name was originally spelled Cobain. With no fucking I in it. But was misspelled either accidentally or on purpose over the years on registers and ended up that way. So there you go. Big Tyrone man.
Yeah. Carrickmore too.
Smells like Jay's flute. Come on. Give it up. Nirvana in the Rebel. Nirvana's first Irish gig was in Cork, whilst virtually unknown supporting Sonic Youth in the defunct 500 cap venue, Sir Henry's. There we go. Into the archives, the full 1992 point gig is on bootleg video.
After Kurt died and the band was over,
Man's faded off the fucking off the Beamish that night. Be good to go to a Nirvana concert back in the day and just not really need to know any words.
Yeah. Cobain was full chuck then.
Aye.
Yeah.
Basically in the Ra.
Yeah.
Come
to the floor.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, we're thinking of more songs.
That's the weird about a song, I know. I'm out. You took Smells Like Shit, whatever. I just have that one.
Smells Like Shit. Oh, spot it, right?
Great music video.
What?
Both of those. Smells Like Teen Spirit and whatever that cum song is.
I enjoy Nirvana cum.
Well, don't they?
Do you know what? We can't talk about Nirvana without putting on this classic.
Kurt!
What? Listen.
I was going to say, Cobain went to the doctor.
What do you mean?
He shot himself in the head. Oh,
yeah. I know, Cobain myself. Fucking doctor. Listen, whatever Nirvana started, Puddle of Mud perfected. Now. That's bad.
Sir. He's gonna lose his lips.
Bro. Bro, that guy's busting hard nuts. The only way that's explainable is if he those are sound cats on headphones and he can't hear himself and he's just going, he's just beaving the whole song.
Puddle of beaver.
Puddle of crud. Train wreck Nirvana cover. Getting the bongo just being like
the bongo is crazy.
The bongo, the session bongo guy just being like, I should have just stayed in Tesco's. What the fuck am I doing? It's just like someone just wired all that up and set it all up, set up those mics and everything.
Nirvana never had bongos, did they?
This might be a sort of version of the unplugged version that they did for MTV or whatever.
The bongos. Truly an unplugged instrument.
Just sing it, you know? Don't be like, I'm going to do a Kurt Cobain impression and fail miserably.
Yeah.
Just sing it.
Grunge originated in Seattle, right?
Maybe.
That's a fact I know.
Oh.
Big grunge head.
Yeah.
Miss Grunge arrived in new metal. Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, really like new metal.
Yeah. You know? Did I send you that reel the other day of a guy listening to fucking Linkin Park's, what's Linkin Park's second album?
Meteora.
Yeah. Putting that on his fucking disc changer and like having his fucking mind blown like, yeah. Big moves back in the day. That was an event, you know, when you actually had to buy music and get home and put it in the fucking machine.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, yeah.
I still like it to a degree, like physical. If I have albums I really like, I like having the physical.
Well, there's a lot of conspiracy around it now. You know, you got a lot of big companies buying up music sort of labels.
Mm-hmm.
So that in the future, music is like a real rich person's commodity. Like it'll be, you know, like real classic shit. Someone buying up like all of Led Zeppelin stuff or something.
Well, I mean, that's an extreme, but like right now it feels like nothing, you know. You're like any album that comes out, you can listen to it. It is great for expanding your music taste because you can listen to anything anywhere.
Yeah.
But like it used to be you had to have an interest. You'd go on LimeWire, pirate it, or you'd buy it off iTunes.
Yeah. But you used to be able to buy something and have it. And now they're just going to buy it all up and then you have to like everything else, rent it.
Yeah.
And you're only going to be able to have the classic music if you're like rich.
Yeah.
Like you get all your mates around, eat a couple of fucking, you know, chickens and an egg. A real elite party. And then everyone sits around the hi-fi and let's get puts that on. You know, and they'll be like, you know, they'll be like, Brian treated us tonight.
Yeah. It'd be hard to shift that one though.
Aye. Couldn't give it away.
Aye.
You know. It's good gear. I like it. It's good gear.
Is there a grunge bands nowadays?
Or there's the dead?
Probably something quite grungy.
Grungy and dead? I like hardcore music. You know?
Like what?
Like, you know, the concert.
Scooter?
Like the concerts where like the boys are getting up on stage, the band isn't doing anything, and then they just do a wee forward roll into the crowd. That looks like a good time. Those guys having
fun. Yeah, but then you also see clips where like there's some guy just kind of casually standing at the side of the gig with a beer, and then a guy fucking roundhouse kicks him in the face, and he's like, oh, gotta play along. Yeah, bro.
There was a fella, so I haven't been in, like, you know, the height of pits for me would probably be, you know, at a rap concert. But when I saw Turnstile at Camp Flogna.
Now, you see, the real hardcore boys be like, Turnstile is...
No, I know.
A load of wet lettuce.
But listen, I had to tell you, Glow On, fantastic album. Anyhow, I digress. Enough hot takes for one day. In the Camp Flogna pits, which were non-stop, there was one guy, and he had... There's always one, like, see this here? Like, the guy had the shirt off, and he was doing, like, full... Like this here, the whole way through, and sweating. Look, he just like, no need for that now.
Smack the guy.
Get him out.
It's a bit like, you know, when like there's a war going on and then an actual psychopath has a reason to kill people.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it's like.
Yeah. Like, look at this guy. Look. He's charging up.
Look, he just knocked them out. Also, this is in like a community center.
Is that on top of the town bar, no?
Dave's into this.
No, you see, these boys have bad etiquette. This is not what it's about.
I mean, every guy there looks like me, but...
You ever listen to the Bouncing Souls, Dave?
This boy just chilling people. Down. He's got glasses on. That's fucking asking for trouble. Look at this. He's digging some woman to death. It's always... All these gigs are like... You know, in like a fucking Castle Cork car park or something? What the fuck's going on here?
Yeah. Do you think if you're a big, like, jack guy at that, you're a target? Or would you clear the whole pit? Like, if you're actually a guy that's in, like, good shape? Because these are just, like, you know...
What the fuck is going on here, man? Are these just fights breaking out? Or what?
Beatdown compilation.
Imagine going into work the next day, just like fucking 14 stitches under your eye and two teeth missing. You're like, oh my god, are you okay? You're like, oh man, night of my life.
Yeah, that was a Kylie Minogue.
See my favourite band last night.
Straight to Forbidden Planet.
Yeah. Straight back to Forbidden Planet the next day. You out in a school night? Fucking nose over here. Yeah man, fucking that band were class, man. Just chin the fat goth in the mouth.
Yeah. Some bastard bumped into my rucksack, broke my Foco Pop.
I mean, these just look like...
Like, why are you going for the guy dressed as a carrot? Like, you know. Well, the carrot's back in him. Yeah, you're right. It's like actual psychopaths that have, like, got into this environment and they've...
Imagine your mate just going, like, do you want to go see a band tonight? And then you're like, oh, you know, what do I do? And he's like, just, I don't know, finish that drink and, I don't know, pick someone out. Just fucking charge over and smack him in the face.
I feel like this is bad representation of the community.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, you like hardcore, you know, I don't.
I'm so hardcore, man.
Yeah.
H2O, you ever listen to them? Love them.
There's always like some, you know, tall, uncoordinated guy trying to throw some roundhouse kicks. But can you enjoy that in your house? You know, you're in the kitchen by yourself, like...
They definitely are.
Fucking yeah. Smashing fucking Nutribullets out of the...
Doing 360s, man.
Imagine right now, you came in your house. It's all just the sink. You just immediately started.
You just hear the Bluetooth speaker connecting.
But you want...
And then you're just like...
You got loneliness.
Do you know one thing about them? They never tire. They never tire. This guy in Camp Flogna was just going the whole time.
No, like, no water breaks or nothing?
No, like literally just like up there and then fucking. Like,
yeah. What's this at? Jesus.
You'd be no good at a hardcore shoot.
What? I would take a thick.
Yeah, you take a
thick. Yeah, I went to see the Gallows one time and headbutted a guy in the chest and floored him. Because I'm not enough. Zidane.
Did you actually?
Oh, what?
You threw the headbutt?
Yeah.
You mad? I didn't know that.
Right in the
what
chest.
Concert was that?
Gallows.
Is that a headbutt kind of concert?
Let's see.
Are my hands stink? They're pink too.
Let's see now. That's heavy enough. They bleeped out the fucks, which is great.
Wait, so how did the headbutt occur?
Just heavy motion. Guy took a big run at me and I just went, dunk.
Oh, nice.
Dropped him like a bag of spuds.
Nice.
Did you help him up after? Or were you like, nah, fuck him? Did you help him up after?
I was supposed to. I just stood in his neck and walked on. Bought myself a new t-shirt because I sweated through it. But,
it's good times. Last pit I was in was Danny Brown.
Oh, yeah?
In Toronto.
In the pits.
Oh, I love it.
Class.
I love it. But the sweat isn't worth.
No.
It's not worth.
Not when you leave into the cold Canadian air.
No. Me and McCartney fucking soaking in a, what do you call that wing place? Wing stop.
what do you call that wing place we stopped at?
Wing stop.
What do you call that hut we went for pizza?
Oh, for fuck, Nick.
We better go and do a Patreon here.
Aye.
Any final thoughts on Jeffrey Donaldson before we go over?
It's not a disciple name, tell you that.
No. JD, not a disciple. Folks, we will see you next week. Thank you for listening. We're back in the lab. We're doing it live. Make sure you go to patreon.com/thebombsquadpod to get yourself an equivalent number of exclusive episodes.
See you Thursday.
As there is public ones. Yeah, Derry. And we'll see you in Derry. And hopefully we'll have done a bit of preparation by then.
We will.
We will. And by preparation, I mean I'll buy a Tony Soprano outfit. And you buy Bolly Walnuts, whatever his name is.
Open the pit.
Huh?
Fuck it.
Oh, yeah. If all else fails, open the pit.
Throw the bows.
Take that. I don't think the Derry people would take well to the...
No.
Fucking damn, hey.
You fucking kidding me?
Wow.
Right, guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, there we go. Big box.
We'll see you next week.
We'll probably be. May not have a podcast next week. Maybe have a professional boxing bout organized or something.
Hope you guys have a lovely week.
Yeah.
And look after yourselves.
Yeah.
Blessings.
Random button.
Yeah.
Perfect.